amazing to hear that you that you said that people have flags with your name on it and T-shirts with your name on it. I'd imagine playing at various crowds that you'd see quite a few things, but what's been the strangest thing you've ever seen at a gig?
The strangest thing I ever see on a gig, oh man, that's the question I always have, and every time I think, oh, I have to have something new, you know. It's like a roller coaster now. Everything is going so fast. So for me, it was amazing to come in India the first time, and you know, it was the first my first big tour. It was 5 days from home with, you know, 5 days traveling every day another city, and every city we came, there was a very big billboard, you know, with my name and my picture on it. I thought, come on, well, you know, I'm not Beckham, you know. So, and it was the same in Mongolia. I was coming in Mongolia, and there were 18 people security only for me, and I thought, come on, it's not the, you know.
there's
no risk for me, okay? So it's of course that's not always so. It was the first time, and maybe it is also the last time, but it was very special, you know. You come out of the plane, and there was a lot of photographers and cameras, and everything was a job for it.
So you pretty much got your own private escort of 8 bodyguards everywhere you go.
Yeah, well, only that day.
Now you don't have anyone escorting you. You have to go by yourself.
Not anymore. I think I don't pay them well.
So you're thinking the more people hear your music, the less people want to attack you.
Yeah, I think.
You said to me that, you know, in the next month or so, you're traveling to places like Indonesia and Taiwan as well. What's it like playing in countries like the Asian countries opposed to, like, the European and the more Western cultures?
Well, there's a lot of difference. Sometimes you play in a club and you see that they not, you know, the promoter is want to have you there because he want to do something new. So you play your own songs and you play for people, and they look at you and okay, who are you?
Yeah.
But after a half hour, okay, we can we like what you do, so okay, we dance. And sometimes you come in a club and they sing every song, you know, they sing every song what you play better than I know the lyrics. And so it's you kind of say it, you know. The first time I was in Mongolia, I thought, what can I expect? Are there people there to listen to my music? And yeah, everybody knows what I did. And so, but I was also playing in China, in Beijing, in a very small club. And the first half hour, I thought, okay, what can I do here? But no one is watching, no one is dancing. And after a half hour, it was good to do. But you cannot say, okay, China is perfect and Japan is perfect, and don't go there. It's always every city, every party has its own atmosphere.
Does it take a lot of kind of master that kind of atmosphere when you go to different places, or do you have a backup track listing plan?
Not really. I don't have 300 songs with me. I only have my own songs and maybe a few other CDs. Maybe sometimes when a promoter, okay, can you play 1 hour more? Okay, I can, no problem. And then so I have some more music, but. Yeah, you know, I've got a few big tunes, and the remix I did for Tiesto, and if that's not working, okay, maybe I'm not the right person or the right place.
The man you just mentioned there, Tiesto, he's actually tipped you from 2007 to be one of the top DJs, so you can't be that bad for that man to call you one of the top DJs. Do you find that compliment to be as much pressuring as it is flattering?
Much pressure?
Well, when a big DJ like Tiesto says, mm-hmm. you're going to be one of the top DJs, that's a massive compliment. Do you think that is very flattering in a sense, but do you think in another sense it's a bit of pressure?
No, it's not really a pressure. I think it helps you because people, they don't know you and they know only Tiesto, and they are going to his site and they read Richard Duran. Okay, who the fuck is he? And then they come to my site and see what I did, the records I did, and maybe they see on YouTube the movies. And okay, well, I think it helps you in a lot of. No, I don't see it's a pressure. I don't have the thinking. Oh, I hope he says the next year the same thing, else it's not good. No, it's okay. It's good. And I think every time when a big name as he says something, it's good to for you.
One thing I have noticed too, and I spoke to Sander Van Doorn about this last week, all the best DJs, whether they be for The Grand, Sander Van Doorn, Armin van Helden, They're all from Holland. Why are the world's best DJs from Holland?
I don't know why they're from Holland, but I think it helps. You know, Tiesto is very was very big, Armin van Buuren also. And because they are big, the rest of the world are listening to Holland. So it's more easier for me to grow as a DJ than I was from Finland or Sweden or maybe Belgium. Because, yeah, everybody's listening to so it's more positive too for producers and DJs to come from Holland because, yeah, there are a few big names. I think it's the same in sport also. So when you want to have a good soccer a soccer player, a football player, you go to Brazil because you think they are the biggest, the best one, you know?
Exactly.
You don't look in maybe in other countries, maybe there are, but you don't do it.